The School at Thrush Green by Miss Reed. Read by Gwen Watford. Part 1. Time to Go. Chapter 1. Rough Weather. "January," said Miss Watson, "gives me the jim-jams." She jerked the sitting-room curtains together, shutting out the view of Thrush Green. Firelight danced on the walls of the snug room and shone upon the face of her friend, Agnes Fogarty, as she placed a log carefully at the top of the blazing coals. The two ladies had lived in the schoolhouse at Thrush Green for several years and had been colleagues for even longer. It was a happy relationship, for each middle-aged teacher felt respect and affection for the other. In most matters, Dorothy Watson, as headmistress, took command. She was a forthright and outspoken woman whose energy and enthusiasm had enriched the standing of Thrush Green School. As mistress of the schoolhouse, she also took precedence over her companion when it came to any domestic decisions, and Agnes Fogarty was content that it should be so. It was not that she always agreed with her headmistress's actions. Beneath her mouse-like appearance and timid ways, Agnes held strong views. But at this moment, with Dorothy's opinion of January, she entirely agreed. "At its worst today," she said, "and the children are always so restless in a strong wind." A violent gust threw a spattering of rain against the windows at this point, and Miss Watson sat down in her armchair. "Must blow itself out before morning," she said, taking up her knitting. All day, Thrush Green had been buffeted by a howling gale and lashing rain. Rivulets rushed along the gutters and cascaded down.